On February 21st, 2011, this is Polling You Number 43. Welcome back, Bridge friends. It's Michael here at Bridge Hands. More on SLAM, Bidding with Controls. We're up to part three, and we're going to begin with a review of our triad, the three different types of SLAMs. You recall there were the classic SLAMs. Those are typically where we're close to 33 or 37 points for a small or grand slam. And we maybe have a little bit of distributional points for our shape. We have both shape and we have strength. And oh, for sure, we have controls. Lots about that today. The balanced hands, where we play in no trump. We have the strength. We have the controls. Not so much of the shape of the hand. And then when we're wildly with shape, we have the shape. We have the controls. Oh, yeah. Slam can turn into magic, where we have a lot of distributional points, and we can sometimes, with a two-suited hand, we can be doing some promotion of a side suit. All right, so how do we count controls? Well, we're going to be using the basic way, the primary way, which is to take a look at two controls per suit, four suits, eight controls, in a suit. An ace, a king, a singleton counts for one control. If you have both the ace and the king, or a void, that gives all of the controls in that suit. There are two controls for having both the ace, the king, or a void. Be careful not to double count those, though. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. So, what's the prerequisites? Well, we want to have a trump suit agreement, don't we? Oftentimes, we and our partner will have a fit. Sometimes, one of us will have a big hand in a suit. We'll speak about that. Where does the cue bid start? It normally starts at the four level. So let's take a look at partnership bid suits. How about one spade by us, three spades invitational by our partner, four diamonds by us. Our partner has an agreement on spades. We're at the four level. We're saying we have a diamond control. We didn't bid the club suit. We must not have one there. We'll speak more about bidding them up the line in a little bit. Next, one spade by ourselves, two by partner showing a five card suit or more. We bid three hearts, showing that we have three or more support. Our partner now bids four clubs, showing a control in the club suit. How about one heart by ourselves, three hearts by partner, three spades? Well, we do have a heart fit, and now we've bid three spades. This looks like one of those rarities where we do actually have a cue bid at the three level. And how about when one player is really strong, doesn't have the partnership agreement yet? Well, if a partner has a self-sustaining suit, and we should be able to trust our partner, shouldn't we? Then we should be able to go ahead and cue bid when our partner has bid strongly in one suit. Here's some examples. One heart by ourselves. One spade by our partner. We go to three hearts. We've got a good six or seven card suit. Oh, I suppose it could be five with 100 honors in the suit. And then our partner bids four diamonds. They are saying, okay, you bid hearts. Hearts is trump. You bid it strongly. I'm cue-bidding a control in the diamond suit. We open two clubs. Our partner bids two diamonds waiting. We do not bid two hearts. We bid three hearts. We're declaring the trump suit. And if our partner goes four clubs, this time they have a control in the club suit. Maybe they have one in the diamond suit also, but they started with the lowest available suit. They missed spades, though, didn't they? So apparently they do not have a spade control. No surprise, since we have so many points with our heart jump bid. So as far as controls, we love it when we have aces, voids, king, queen, a singleton, or a king and some extras. But when we're missing both the ace and the king, we may have 33 points. That can spell trouble if we do not have a short suit. So what's the practical implications of this? Well, if one of the partnership or both are missing both the ace and the king in a suit, no Blackwood bids, please. Don't ask for aces. Or, if neither of you have shortness in the suit, no Blackwood bids. Instead, we do our control bidding, is how we decide whether or not we as a partnership have the requisite controls in a suit. Or, on the worst case scenario, we're missing the ace and the king, we better sign off. Okay, here's some examples. We do not bid Blackwood when we have Jack 3rd in a suit. Queen 10, sorry, not enough. Even better, Queen Jack 10, sorry, no ace, no king, no can do. So we do cue bids in the other suits when we have these types of holdings in one of our suits. All right, so let's take a look at a practical example. Here's a hand where we have controls in spades, hearts, diamonds. Sorry, none in clubs. This person cannot do a Blackwood bid. There's an open over here. Sorry, can't do a Blackwood bid. Has to be a cue bid. How about over here? Nope, don't have any in spades or in hearts. So if we take a look at these, we're missing controls in the club suit for the left-hand player and the right-hand player, missing them in two suits here, both the spades as well as the heart. Okay, how about when you have a void? When you have a void, you don't want to ask for Blackwood either. Well, why is that? Well, you don't know if the ace is in your void suit, correct? So here's a second situation where you wouldn't want to be doing a Blackwood ace asking bid. Instead, you would cue bid, yes, the controls. So let's take a look at a practical example. Similar hands that we saw before. So over on the left side hand, we see that we have controls in spades, we have one in hearts, we have two in diamonds, none in clubs. The right hand, none in spades, none in hearts. Oh, we have two in diamonds, and we do have one in clubs. So let's count up the first round of controls. We have one, two for the left-hand side, and on the right-hand side, we have another one, three. Well, three controls, we ought to have three out of four. We should be able to bid slam, right? Wrong. No, this is where we have this double counting problem. See what happens here? We have two controls over in the diamond suit. Responder over here says they've got a control in the diamond suit. Well, not really. This would be double counting. So you must use another system when you have a void. You don't want to do ace asking when you've got a void and then find out your partner had the ace in your void suit. There's another instance where we have to use controls. There's just no way to get around it, is there? So how do we cubid controls, practically speaking? Well, first we said we need to have that trump suit agreement, or the one partner could be a self-sustaining suit where they did a jump bid. Next, we cue bid the controls up the line. We bid from the lowest ranking suit first. If we bypass a suit, then that means we do not have a control in that suit. The one who knows goes all the way. So when one of the players sees it, okay, we have all of the controls now that my partner has bid a control, they can then initiate a Blackwood or go right to slam at that point in time. Next, with nothing left to say, in other words, we've already shown all of our controls, we can just go ahead and return to the trump suit, or we can make a non-conventional no trump bid. If it was for no trump, was Blackwood, we wouldn't want to use that. But if it, say, was at the 5 level and we just want to sign off at 5 no trump, we could do that as a to play rather than playing in 5 of a minor. Or same at the 6 level. If we saw that it was just as advantageous to play in 6 no trump and get more points for each trick, that's fine. So we do one of those two things and we have nothing left to say. We either return to the trump suit or we bid a non-conventional no trump bid. And finally, when we bid the partner's originally bid suit, let's say that the partner started with a club and then we found a big spade fit. When we later bid a club, we're not trying to go back to that club suit. We have the big agreement in the spade suit. So if we bid clubs later, it's just showing a control in that club suit. It's not saying we want to play in the club suit. We found a big fit in the other suit. Okay, let's take a look at an example of a worthless void suit where we have duplicated values. Can you see it here in the diamond suit? We open two clubs. Our partner bids two diamonds waiting. We bid two spades with a beautiful suit, 100 honors. Looks almost like a six-card suit, doesn't it, with that great honors? Our partner, after two spades, bids three spades, agreeing with the trump suit. Hey, so far so good. It's cue-bid time, isn't it? After three spades by our responder, we cannot bid the club suit. We do not have any controls in the club suit, but we sure do in the diamond suit, so we bid diamonds. Our partner then has no help in the heart suit, cannot do anything in that suit, and bids four spades. Well, we like the fact that we had the diamond void until our partner started showing controls. See how the responder couldn't help the opener in the diamond suit? So it was a sign-off bid. So on this hand, the responder we saw had five high card points, and with a void and tremendous trump support, that might be another five distribution points, but they just didn't help because there was a duplication of values. Let's look at another hand where the responder is even weaker, but yet the void is useful. So in this hand, the responder has 4 points. Still a void, but this time the suits are stacked differently. So we have a two-club opener, and the responder goes 2 diamonds waiting. The opener bids, once again, 2 spades, and again the responder bids 3 spades, showing a fit. And by the way, this is a slow shows. Had it been 4 spades, that would have been a weaker, and I want to sign off. We'll speak more about that in a moment. But after 3 spades, what do you think the opener is going to bid? Yes, 4 clubs. And after that, what do you think the responder should bid? Right, 4 diamonds it is. Because in this case, we can show that we have a control in the diamond suit. It doesn't look like a very strong hand, does it? It's weaker than the one before in one context. But from a standpoint of having shortness, controls, and let's face it, a void is like having an ace and a king, isn't it? We can go ahead and Q-bid that shortness. Our partner now bids a slam. Now, some of you may feel a little bit uncomfortable Q-bidding a void with such few points. You would probably rather have a hand like this, wouldn't you, where you would have the ace and the king? This kind of feels natural to go ahead and bid a slam. It feels like, oh, we're going to get everything except for the king of hearts. This feels great. But if we go back to this previous hand, isn't it kind of the same scenario? You can certainly rough out the diamond suit. You're only going to lose 1 heart trick, so it's equivalent to the same hand. So when we have a big trump fit and we have a void, we have the makings of the same as though we had the ace-king here. So the prerequisite, you need to have a big trump fit. And when you have a void, good things can happen. This is like a magic hand, isn't it? So speaking of magic hands, let's see if we can bid one. That's going to be a little bit difficult, but hang on, here we go. All right, we have the opener has 13 points, and the responder about the same. The bidding begins, 1 diamond. The responder bids 2 clubs. The opener, 2 diamonds would be too weak with this beautiful 6-card suit, jumps to 3 diamonds. And the responder at this point says, well, it looks like you have a trump suit you want to declare. It's diamonds. What then should the responder bid? Correct, the heart suit. There is the ace of hearts here. And now back for the opener. Correct, there is a spade, so it's 3 spades. So they're cooperating by showing their controls. Now it's back to the responder. After the spade suit, what comes next? We wrap around to, correct, clubs. 4 clubs, saying, I have a control in the club suit. What could that be? Could be an ace, could be a king, could be a singleton, could be a void, couldn't it? Now, after the 4-club bid, what do you think the opener should bid? You think a diamond suit? Well, how about the heart suit? We don't want to bid the diamond suit, per se. We want to go ahead now and jump over to the heart suit. Yes, there is a heart over here, and they want to show that they've got another control here also with a singleton. After showing a control in the heart suit, now the responder gets a little bit excited about this, don't they? And what do they bid? Well, they don't have a control in the spade suit, but they do have a second one in the club suit. So they're going to bid it again. They showed a control before, and now they're showing the second control by bidding 5 clubs. At this point, it's going to be slam or grand slam. It's going to be up to the judicious discretion of the responder to say, I've got a great club suit, and I think we should go to grand slam. Otherwise, it's not so much science, it's a lot of seat of the pants from here on in. Okay? So how about controls after strong bids? What is Bridge Hand's recommendations? What do we feel? Well, okay, here's one. 1 diamond by opener, 2 hearts, a strong jump shift. We need to trust our partner to say, you've got a great suit, you've got 16, 17 points, and this is a very good suit you're bidding. You could have bid 1 heart. We trust you on this, so we accept that hearts are going to be trump, and we go ahead and bid 3 clubs to show that we have a control in the club suit, which means we did not have a control in the spade suit, right? Or we would have bid 2 spades. We don't have a control that we like to show. We do what? We bid 2 no trump. Recall that one? Or we could go ahead and just bid 3 hearts to show moderate support, or 4 hearts to sign off. All right? So, we recommend that you do show Hearts as trump, and you start bidding controls. Next, one heart by opener, four clubs. Well, two clubs would show 10 points or more. Three clubs with strong jump shift, 17 points or more. Four clubs, oh, that's that splinter bid some people use to show good heart support. So at this point, hearts is trump. An opener bids four diamonds to say, I have a control in the diamond suit. Could be that they've got a short suit in diamonds, just like the responder had a short suit in clubs. We don't know if it's an ace or shortness at this point. But by golly, we know it's a control. So the recommendation, when there's a splinter bid and then there is a new suit bid, it is a control. How about two clubs by opener, two diamonds by responder, three hearts by opener, a strong bid jumping a level, self-sustaining suit. We accept that that is going to be trump. And if three spades is bid, that shows a control. And as you recall, a recommendation, slow shows, fast denies. So in this auction here, where it went two clubs, two diamonds, three hearts, if it wasn't a Q-bid control, instead they went to four hearts, this would be saying, okay, I'm not showing you any controls. I just as soon play in four hearts. Thank you very much. So at this point, we should be pretty much up to speed as far as Q-bidding controls. And remember, we want to watch out for questionable voids, and we want to watch out for missing those prime honors, the ace and the king, unless we have a short suit. Those are the prerequisites when we bid controls. When we have questionable voids, don't bid your Blackwood. When we have missing the ace and the king in a suit, do not bid Blackwood. At this point, I hope you feel comfortable, some control with control bidding. And let's go ahead and do some exercise. If you have a free membership, go ahead and log in and we'll take a look at a hand. And for those of you with the Ultra and Premium membership, please log in for that as well. And let's take a look at some more hands. Thanks for coming. Have a good day playing bridge, and we'll see you on the flip side. Bye for now.